Madeleine Albright and former Ambassador to the UN Richard Butler have made appearances in the poetry of Jennifer Maiden, and in her latest collection, Pirate Rain, political celebrities like Barack Obama and Sarah Palin make cameo appearances. Politics is a common theme in Jennifer's work, and she doesn't restrict herself to commenting just on the Australian sphere. Jennifer Maiden has won many prizes for her writing, including the Christopher Brennan Award for a lifetime of achievement in poetry. For the book show reviewer, Jeff Page, he read Pirate Rain, and he begins with a reading from the collection.
The Meat Vote. Eleanor Roosevelt woke up in New Orleans watching the Republican convention on TV. She realised she had only seen a picture of one of the many moose Sarah Palin had killed so proudly. Sarah stood beside it, looked just as goofy, sassy and elated as Lindy England. The moose had the look of most dying and dead herbivores, polite, puzzled, as if still trying to be helpful. Sarah's right-to-life stance was advertised by pregnant, nubile daughter, sweetest Down syndrome baby. Eleanor understood that Obama in Sarah's sights actually was the enemy, who would read a moose its rights instead of torture. The Republicans looked goofy, sassy and elated, expecting Obama to be puzzled, polite, helpful. But this man had knocked out and replaced a nice state senator, joked and stroked a nice live cow in Chicago meatworks to get the right-wing vote. Eleanor sighed. Yes, Franklin enjoyed that at the last. How elite liberals do an Armageddon best. That poem, The Meat Vote, is fairly typical of Jennifer Maiden's new collection, Pirate Rain. It employs trans-historical conventions, it's passionate in its convictions, and yet, at the same time, deeply ironic. Maiden's own political views seem to be to the left of almost everyone, and yet she is no apologist for the governments that most leftists approve of. Like many of her other poems, The Meat Vote takes for granted a familiarity with contemporary media and popular culture. We are meant to remember who Lindy England is, for instance, even if we're not quite ready to make the implied ethical jump from the grinning Abu Ghraib torturer to the moose-shooting governor of Alaska. Maiden always has a witty turn of phrase, which stops her poems being seen as mere propaganda by those who disagree with her. Vegans in particular will appreciate her describing a moose felled by Sarah Palin as having, quote, the look of most dying and dead herbivores, polite, puzzled, as if still trying to be helpful. Later in the poem, she cleverly refers to the Republicans' expectation that presidential candidate Obama will be similarly puzzled, polite, and helpful. Alas, they are neatly wrong-footed when Obama instead strokes a nice live cow in Chicago meatworks to get the right-wing vote. This is the sort of subtlety we get in quite a number of poems in Pirate Rain. There is no doubt, of course, that Maiden prefers Obama to George W. Bush, who's invariably despised. She remains unillusioned, however, about Bush's rather more charismatic replacement. Similar ironies are seen in her now long-running sequence on George Jeffries and his girlfriend Claire, which began in Maiden's previous book, Friendly Fire, and continues over a further 9 episodes in this new collection. A similar sequence featuring Eleanor Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton covers comparable territory with perhaps a more feminist emphasis. Some readers might see such time travelling as merely a variant on Doctor Who, but Maiden is much more serious than that. In the Clinton-Roosevelt poems, Maiden is interested particularly in the compromises that liberal, intelligent women have to make to get their agendas implemented. Having to put up with philandering husbands is but a small part of it. Pirate Rain also contains its fair share of one-off poems, some of which, such as My Only Adelaide, My Forester and Shortlist, have a decidedly autobiographical flavour. As in earlier collections, there are several poems addressed to or alluding to Maiden's daughter, Catherine, to whom the book is dedicated. One of these, Diary Poem, Uses of Anger, starts off with a complaint. When a critic attacked my work, said that my poems were just diary entries, it took some backbone not to step back from first-person persona or to retort snarling, as he wanted style and structure. Such exposure of her own vulnerabilities is just one of the several risks that Maiden typically takes in her poetry. Another is the discursive mode, which some readers might tire of, were it not enlivened frequently with the turns of wit already referred to. A third is the assumption that television and popular culture will be as important to most of her audience as they are to her. In this, Maiden is probably correct. By the end of Pirate Reign, however, most readers will consider such risks to have been well worth the taking, and be happy to have spent the time necessary with such a distinctive, if somewhat fierce, personality.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Jeff Page reviewing Jennifer Maiden's poetry collection, Pirate Reign.